Oh man, good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. All right, we've been telling you about the polar vortex going through a lot of the country. It's kind of clearing out, but it's still cold as hell in good parts of the Midwest. And this is positive news. We've had a bunch of negative news. How about this? Starting out in Chicago, someone rented enough hotel rooms to give 70 homeless people a place to stay and get them out of the cold. This happened on Wednesday. They were staying in tents, and the Salvation Army was trying to find some place for them to be warm. Then an anonymous person stepped up and wrote a very big check to put them up for a night.
That is so cute and precious.
How much was it?
Well, I don't know. But
well, I just Googled if the room, or not Googled, calculator, if the room's like $200 each, then that's $14,000.
Wow. That's insane.
That is, but that's an awesome thing somebody did. I think this is where you're from, Pork Chop. A pharmacy in Central Michigan knew people needed their prescriptions, but didn't want them going outside in the cold, especially the old folks. So the pharmacist jumped on a snowmobile and made deliveries.
No way.
Hey, I got your prune juice. Here you go. Thank you. I'm regular now. All week, Lyft has been offering free rides to warming centers in cities all across the Midwest, including Cleveland, Chicago, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, and Detroit. So that's kind of a cool thing right there. Another reason that I don't have Pork Trap driving around, because he drives for Uber. So
hey, I actually do both.
Oh, there you go. You go both ways. And
not the only thing.
Hey, and an 82-year-old grandma in Muskegon, Michigan is going. I can't even say where I'm from. Muskegon, Michigan is going viral after she braved the sub-zero temperatures and shoveled her driveway. Then she went next door and shoveled the neighbors.
Wow. Huh? I wish I had neighbors like that.
I'm just afraid the old lady is going to die. I'm like, no. You go inside before you shovel my driveway and keel over. And wrapping up need to know news, of course, Super Bowl 53 is this weekend between the Patriots and the Rams in Atlanta. Pizza Hut is offering up free pizza for a year to parents who have the first baby born after the Super Bowl kickoff.
Jeez, I want Pizza Hut for a year. Now your wife is going to agree to get pregnant.
You think she will? She does love, you know what she really likes is the breadsticks from Pizza Hut. Maybe they'll do this next year.
Yeah, and
like,
then.
So like 3 months from now, we'll try to have a baby.
It'll be motivation.
That'd be a great idea. All right, speaking of Super Bowl stuff, let's check in with our old intern, Mark. He's got his own sports podcast, Talk It Up Sports. You can check that out online. Who is going to win the big game? You've got the Rams in L.A., and you've got the Patriots, Alex's favorite team, in New England.
I honestly think this is going to be one of the best Super Bowls we've ever seen. But look, the matchup between Tom Brady, Jared Goff, is going to come down to the quarterbacks. And I believe Brady, 9 Super Bowl appearance, 5-3, compared to Jared Goff, first Super Bowl appearance. But I think it's going to come down to which quarterback can not make turnovers. I'm going to have to go with Tom Brady, and I believe it's going to be 23-20. Patriots pull it off with this game.
Dang, you even have a score, like an exact score prediction?
You can't go against Tom Brady, you know, New England Patriots.
Mark, I'm going to be a hater on this because I hate the Patriots, so I hate your prediction.
Oh, man. And the thing is, I'm not the biggest Brady fan, but I'm just calling it by the looks, and I believe the Patriots are going to pull it off.
Alex absolutely loves this right there. Hey, Mark. Mark, you can check his podcast out. It's a sports podcast if you're into that. Talk It Up Sports. Thanks, man, for the prediction.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
You have a good one, buddy. Be safe out there. Hey, you know, in honor of the woman who drank wine from a Pringles can, remember we were all talking about she's living
yes.
her best life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, somebody's got to capitalize off that. Now on Etsy, you can go there. There's an artist that is creating Pringles wine tumblers, and you can buy them for only $30.
What?
I say that sarcastically. What a ripoff. 30 what? Bucks?
No, tumblers are normally really expensive. That's like the normal price of a tumbler. If you look up like a 24-ounce tumbler, I guarantee you it's like $28.
What do you think of that? There's a photo of it. You guys can see it real quick.
That's actually so funny.
It
if
looks
I
just
was
like it.
Still in college, I 1,000% would buy
oh,
that.
Oh, you want one right now, too.
No, and honestly, I wish I would have brought a Pringles can full of wine today.
You can, no. I'm just, you know, guys, once I pop, I can't stop. What do you want me to do? All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.